You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Join Karen Rizzo as she shares her true and inspiring stories of angel encounters and their divine messages. As an established author, spiritual coach, medium, and public speaker, her desire is to inspire others and to remind us we are all one, guided, divinely loved, and never alone. Karen will inspire you to shine your lights brighter than ever to align you with your soul. The time for belief and healing begins now. Here's Karen.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lights Up. I'm your host, Karen Cesario Rizzo, coming to you from beautiful Sweet Home Chicago. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're new to my show and you don't know who I am, let me introduce myself. My name is Karen Cesario Rizzo, and I'm an author. I'm a spiritual life coach. I'm an intuitive, a light worker, a channeler, a medium, and a passionate believer. Oh, I'm a big believer. I believe in angels. Angels who have led me, protected me, and guided me my entire life. I believe in the law of attraction, and I've incorporated so many of these laws into my life and have manifested not just my dreams and desires, but blessings I've never even considered. Oh, and I'm not done yet. I'm not done. None of us are done, for we are the co-creators. We're never done co-creating ever. So thank you again for tuning in. Maybe you're just, this is the first time, and maybe you're a spiritual person and you're curious with this network. Maybe you don't know if you are. It doesn't matter. If you're looking for change in your life, and you want to learn how to activate the law of attraction, you've come to the right place. Law of Attraction Network has amazing hosts, and each of us has our own show, and feel free to visit everybody's show. We're all here to help. I'm a bridge. I'm a storyteller, and I share many true stories that have enabled me to test out the universe. A lot of true stories, sometimes true, but I'm a sharer. I have tested I test out the universe to experience my part in the co-creation. So we're all learning, and I'm continuing to learn. I was blessed with this podcast, seemingly out of nowhere, but not. But instead, it was divinely created to share and hopefully inspire others to take charge of your lives, take charge of your own thoughts, and co-create your desires with the universe. Okay, let's get started. This week's topic, rebuilding in light. Rebuilding in light. That sounds like such a great book title, doesn't it? Maybe somebody should write a book called Rebuilding in Light. Oh, guess what? I did. This is my third book, Rebuilding in Light, Illuminating the Recesses of Your Internal Workspace. What does that even mean? But anyway, it was my third book. I'll tell you what it means. This is my third book, and it was released on October 1st, 2020. So I'm going to read the back, just an excerpt, just from the back of the book. Okay. On October 30th, 2016, I was shown a vision. I was shown destruction, ruins. Fires were out, and there was smoke coming from the ruins. Under the ruins were bright, brilliant lights. These beautiful lights of hope were shining brightly through various small holes within the ruins. I heard these words. Tell them everything will be okay. We will rebuild in light. Okay, so just to make myself clear, this show today is not about selling this book or any of my other books. The law of attraction, the universe, my angels, spirit guides are already taking care of that. That's not my job is to write it and keep moving forward and stepping through the doors put in front of me. That's all that we're all asked to do. Just keep moving forward. This show today is simply about our part in the rebuild, each of our lights, which is exactly what this show is about, Lights Up. And it's why the universe gifted me the privilege of hosting this podcast. We all have gifts. We all have the ability to share those gifts to assist in the rebuild. I don't care what you have to give. Everybody has something. If it comes from the light, direct from your soul, it's a privilege to give and receive. On March 11th of 2020, I went downtown for a meeting with my manager and my coworkers. So I work in the suburbs of the city of Chicago, but my manager and my team is downtown in the city. So I took the train down and went for a meeting there that day. And as we were sitting up on like the 28th floor overlooking this beautiful, breathtaking view of Chicago, my manager said to us, she told us all, make sure that your laptops have everything loaded on them and that you all have good connections at home. She informed us that we may be working from home anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks. 2 to 6 weeks. That's crazy, right? We all looked at each other in a bit of shock. Like this virus thing that they're talking about on the news. And so because I work for a healthcare organization, we knew that there was a lot of stuff going on within our company, within our hospitals. But wait, is this really that bad? We had just learned that day, we were talking as a team. We learned the St. Patrick's Day was canceled, which is a huge deal in Chicago, if you know anything about us. The rivers dyed green and the parade is spectacular, as all of our traditional city events are here in Chicago. Again, we were stunned, that our group, that we're going to be working from home maybe for a couple of weeks or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6. Wow. So 5 days later, on March 16th of 2020, those of us who were already at work received word to pack up and go home. Those en route were told to turn around and get home. So I left work in kind of a daze, stopped at the local grocery store, really my Italian store that I visit 10 times a week. But anyway, I went into my grocery store and I threw like 20 pounds of pasta into my shopping cart along with so many other shoppers. Everybody was just throwing things in their cart, right? We kind of looked at each other, kind of blank looks, not knowing what in the heck was happening. Like a movie. It was something out of a movie. I think everybody was like in slow motion. Each of you listening to this has their own story, the memory of that day, whatever that day was, the realization that everything in your individual lives have changed. But we were to soon find out this was much bigger as our towns, our cities, states, and countries began to shut down. Again, it was like the scene of a movie, each of us. Wasn't it for each of us? That day, that moment, whichever day or whichever moment was for each of us, affected us and changed us. Maybe you felt the internal change that day. Maybe you felt it that week. If you worked in a hospital or any healthcare organization, a nurse, a doctor, you knew how your immediate life had changed and how your jobs had changed, how everything about you changed. If you were working from home, your life changed. You felt the shift. Perhaps even a bit lost, but you felt different, not sure of what was going on. If you were an essential worker and you drove to work on empty streets or highways, you were experiencing something you've never experienced before. You witnessed the fear in the eyes of so many that you helped while you were doing your jobs that were essential to your lives. Maybe people were too scared to say thank you, but many said, thank you for all you do. Thank you for being here. So many heroes, our frontline workers, so many heroes. Maybe you were furloughed immediately as our world shut down. Maybe your hours were cut. Maybe temporarily you were furloughed, or maybe you lost your job immediately. Your world changed. Our worlds changed. Maybe you were the ones who started to find out that this virus that had taken control of our world was actually taking lives, and you lost a loved one. And as you watch the news, the numbers of those that we were losing were rising. Like we couldn't fathom what was actually going on. So many of us felt isolation and a sense of fear to a degree. All our worlds changed, each of us, no matter who we are, what we do, or where we lived. Change changes us. Change should change us. Shifts shift us. Shifts should shift us. The day I was sent home after I put away what looked like groceries, but I don't know, it now looked like rations. I had food spread all over my counters and kitchen table. I hadn't any idea how to store this kind of food in my pantry. I remember thinking, kind of laughing, because I was nervous. I don't know. I'm like, today, I guess I'm a real Italian woman. I actually have 20 pounds of pasta. I'm going to organize them like my grandmother would, by size and shape. Look at me, Grandma. I'm getting organized. I actually have food in the house. Because we were so nervous, we didn't know what to make of it. That night, my spirit guides went to work on me immediately. I was told to go within. I was told to go off of all social media, everything. And it turns out I went off of social media for months. I was told no outside influences. Connect only with my soul and my spirit guides and to find my own truth. See what resonated. Just observe. So I did. I watched the news and I watched what was going on in the hospitals and as all of us in kind of in shock, like blank stares, not believing what we saw. I wanted to see what rang true for me. I dug deep and I experienced the most amazing visions. On June 19th of 2020, I was told to turn the page. I had learned so much about myself during this time, and I worked so hard on clearing the blocks that was holding me back from shining my light brighter. Yeah, I had a lot of stuff in my life that I had already healed from, which is why I was able to write the first two books, but something, I knew that there were things that were still inside me that needed to be cleared. So I had to go deep, and it was hard, but I knew I can do it, and I knew that the answers would come to me in a timely way, and I told my spirit guides I was ready to receive them. I was ready to make the changes as my spirit guides gently suggested, because we all have free will. So they come at us kind of gentle. Pushy as they are, they do come to you from a place of love. But I knew I wanted to help the universe. And I knew that that message that I received on October 30th of 2016 was part of all this. I knew that I wanted to help and I knew that I was up for the challenge. But as hard as it would be to get there, I was ready to take the plunge and come out of it brighter and more authentic version of myself, something I desired for a long time. I began writing my third book, Rebuilding in Light, based on the messages I had been receiving and what I had learned. These messages were messages for humanity, not political messages, not for the right and not for the left. These messages were not based on color nor race. These messages were for all of us, for humanity, for our souls. You know, our souls, our motherships. Simple messages to help us remember who we are, our authentic selves. If you didn't feel the change, I promise you it's never too late. Never. You don't need to read or buy my books or anybody else's to receive these messages. Everything you need is within you. Go within and listen. This book, Rebuilding in Light, was written for mankind, for humanity, to assist in the rebuild, assist in the co-creation of a new earth in light. We are to shine our lights within as beautifully and as brightly as possible so that we can shine our light on others, so in turn, they may shine their lights for mankind. Again, this is not about this nor that or this side or that side. It's about each of us being available to help when we're needed. These are such tough, tough times, but we are still all in this together. So I'm not going to talk about the numbers of how many lives we lost so far because it changes so much that it's inconceivable and it's so hard to look at the numbers every day. But as a person who is very spiritual and knows that those are, as we all know, these are souls lost. And with those souls lost, they become lights and they become inspiration for us. So I try to remember that every time I see the numbers. I keep thinking, thank you for your service here on earth. And thank you for what you're going to help us with from the other side. I truly believe that we're all going to be helped so many by those we've lost. If that makes any sense to you. Be open to the universe always. Be open to those lights. Be open to the inspiration. Be open to signs. I'm a big fan of manifestation, but you know, it's okay to stop focusing on where you are and be grateful for where you are and not just for where you want to be and what you can do in the meantime and how you can make a difference. especially during these unprecedented times. We all need each other. Just stop, look around. I said this in last week's show, some of this, so I'm just going to reiterate it here. Be aware of your fellow man. Enough, enough, enough. It's time. It's time to rebuild in light. Be the light. Shine your light so you can shine your light on someone else. Someone needs your light. Someone needs your warmth. I know we all feel so disconnected today, but we're more connected today than we have ever been. You know, all the souls we lost, like I mentioned, those souls are with us, helping us to be better. Can you feel them? We're still aligned and we're being helped. We have so much more help than we've ever had before. It's time to just stop and feel it. Connect with your soul. Know how wonderful you are. Remember how wonderful you are. Know your worth. Know your gifts. Each of our gifts are lights. Believe me, they're there. If you forgot what they are, just ask for help. If you don't remember, ask your guides. You'll be reminded, as we often forget how fabulous we all are. We are all lights. Then when you can light your light, light it. Get that fire going. Once you remember what your gifts are and you're ready to share them, you're ready to share them with others. I don't care what your gifts are. We all have something that lights us up. If you're a good listener, like so many of my friends are, I love you all, then be good listeners, because you all are doing so much for each other and for yourself. If you're a good cook, cook and share. Share a meal, share a recipe. If you're a yoga instructor, exercise instructor at this time, you're helping somebody else shine their lights, as this is a time in our lives that we're forgetting about our bodies. If you're a writer, write. If you wanted to be a writer, or if you ever dreamed of writing, then do it. Write. If you're great with space and repurposing and helping someone clean out their closets at this time, this is a good time. And your expertise is needed. If you knit or crochet, knit or crochet someone for something that they can wrap their arms around. Thank you, Deborah, for being my last two examples of beautiful light. If you have a good sense of humor, call someone, make them laugh. If you don't have a good sense of humor, call them and make them laugh even more. Write a song, sing a song, share your music. Feel the inspiration by the souls that we've lost, and so many souls. If you're a makeup artist, help someone with their makeup. Share your light. Watch others light up, and they will in turn pay it forward. That's the message. Light your light. Shine it brightly so that others may be warmed by it. Assist them in lighting their lights, and they will do the same for others. That's it. That's the message. We, each of us, are not alone. We need each other more than ever now. So I never give homework, but today I'm going to give homework. Oh my God, no, boo-hoo. All I'm asking is this. Write down what you feel, what your gifts are, and know how and how you can share it with others, and then do that. Light up that person. So if you have a beautiful, warm smile and you can share that with others, even under a mask, I can tell you, someone can tell if you're smiling under a mask. It shows through your eyes. That's a gift that can be shared. If you're stopped at a stoplight, look at the person next to you and nod. Guess what a nod is? A nod says, yes, we're all in this together. Just lighting yourself up and getting out there is a gift for others. And people can feel your energy. These are all gifts that can be shared. Go out there and make magic wherever you can every day, and watch this planet, this creation of a new earth, rebuild in light. So today is my 12th show. Isn't that amazing? I did it. I got through 12 shows. And so I would like to do a couple of giveaways. So if you, I have a fan page, and so it is through Law of Attraction Network. If you are a current fan on my fan page, you will be entered in a drawing. And if you're not a current fan on my fan page, if you sign up, then you will be entered in this drawing. So it's anywhere you through Law of Attraction Network. So it's LOA. radionetwork.com/Karen-Rizzo. So you probably see it all the time. So as I said, if you're a current fan on my page, or if you sign up to be a fan on my page, you'll be entered in this drawing. So the first thing, and then I'll draw the names on the next show. And the first giveaway will be for one of my books, Rebuilding in Light. I would love to send a person a signed copy of my book. And then the second giveaway will be for a 60-minute session with myself. Yes, I do private sessions, and I would love for somebody to get a session with me. I would love to talk to one of you. So, but if you don't want to be in any of this, if you don't want to be in the drawing, or maybe you don't want your name read on the air, just send me an email at KarenRizzoLightsUp@gmail.com. And I will do whatever you want me to do. So I thank you so much for tuning in this week. This has been an amazing journey so far. And for those of you who support me, which all of you are supporting me, or if you're listening, I am, can't even tell you how grateful I am and how blessed I am to be 12 shows in. I wasn't sure how I was going to get through two, let alone 12. So thank you so much for your kind words and your support. I always tell you how much it means to me, but I'm not sure you really understand how much it means to me. It means more to me than you'll ever understand. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And don't forget, keep those beautiful, 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 brilliant lights shining brightly. Lights up. Until next week, thank you for tuning in. Lights up.
Thanks for listening to Lights Up with Karen Rizzo. Please join us next week for another great show. If you have a question to ask on her show, please visit her website at KarenRizzoLightsUp@gmail.com.